Chance, you hear me knocking. Mick and Keith on a Wednesday morning. Hey, how you doing? Welcome back to the Matt Flynn Direct program. I'm Stu Daniels, filling in for Matt today. Hope you're having a good morning so far. We've been discussing several topics today. Most recently, the Gableman investigation. The Gableman investigation, the Gableman charade, the article that we're talking about here in the Journal Sentinel, updated 11 hours ago, it says, much to do about nothing. Gableman gets a new contract as judge releases records showing little evidence of investigation. And we talked about how Trump yesterday just said that Wisconsin was going to dissolve the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And, of course, the Republicans in Wisconsin had knew nothing about that, so they had to scramble trying to figure out what to do next when Trump gives them an order, and they got to do something, right? But we were talking in this article here about this law firm from Minneapolis and evidently how involved they are in this so-called investigation. It says here that... let's see, where did I leave off here? This law firm from Minneapolis, it's called Mormon, Cardle, and Erickson, a Minneapolis law firm that has helped the conservative Thomas More Society's Amistad Project, which is challenging the 2020 election. It says here a Mormon attorney, an attorney from this law firm, helped draft subpoenas for Gableman and was slated to conduct a deposition for him in November, the records show. Those details emerged a week after Gableman questioned whether it was appropriate for Green Bay officials who are fighting Gableman's review to get free legal assistance from State's United Democracy Center and others. So even though Gableman was getting help from this law firm in Minneapolis, he didn't want the people who were fighting him, the Green Bay officials, to get free legal assistance from this other group, States United Democracy Center. This article goes on and says the records showed tensions within Gableman's team, with Mathis asking Gableman whether their colleague, Ron Hauer or Heyer, was engaged in a bit of sandbagging and how he was treating others participating in the review. Mathis, who lives in California and resigned in December, also complained about being asked to work in Gableman's office, which she said was full of disruptions. Her quote is, "The telephone lines also reach all the way out to California." She told him in an email, "If required, I can be there, of course," or "I can be there, of course," meaning in Wisconsin. But she says, "Actually, video meetings accomplish the same. They are better than just teleconferences." So she didn't want to come to Wisconsin. She wanted to stay at her place in California and just do these teleconferences rather than having to actually hang out in the same office as Michael Gableman. Says here, American Oversight has filed two other open records lawsuits because of documents that have been withheld from the group. The litigation could be expensive for taxpayers if Remington's rulings withstand appeals. The state likely will have to pay thousands of dollars to American Oversight to cover the group's legal costs. In addition, the assembly, Voss, and Gableman would have to pay a combined $3,000 in penalties. Hardly seems enough, but that's an article from Patrick Marley and Molly Beck in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Now, I know a lot of people have been calling for an investigation into the investigation, but I don't think you're going to get much support from the Republicans on that issue. It's a sad state of affairs when a guy like Michael Gableman can be paid $11,000 a month to supposedly conduct an investigation that doesn't seem to be going anywhere, it doesn't seem like he's even working very much. Anyway, getting on to some other news. By the way, if you want to join us, feel free. We got some open phone lines, 844-967-2789. Probably heard the big news from Green Bay. Sam, are you there?
Yes, sir.
What do you know about this story? Aaron Rodgers is going to stay with Green Bay. Have you been following that story or not too much?
I actually just wrote a story for our airways. Yeah, I just read that he's getting the most money ever, which seems a little unnecessary to me, but hey, good for him.
Let me ask you this. If you didn't have to write that story, would you have any idea about what was going on?
Oh, not a thing, Stu. No.
That's funny. A quick note on this. We're going to go to a break in a minute, but in the Journal Sentinel, it says Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers commit to future to. Sale in the Lambeau Field Pro Shop. In fact, they probably need to stock up on more because Rodgers is coming back. And while they're at it, they probably can start adding more Davante Adams jerseys as well because the club placed the franchise tag on their star receiver, greatly reducing his chances of leaving and making it likely the pair will be dominating NFC North defenses for another season. Rodgers, a four-time MVP and future Hall of Famer, needed some time to decide his future after the Packers blew home field advantage and bowed out of the playoffs in the divisional round. But the Packers reportedly made him a financial offer he couldn't refuse. The news of the 38-year-old Rodgers returning was first reported by the Pat McAfee Show and the NFL Network and later confirmed by Rodgers. McAfee said the contract numbers and terms had not been finalized, but that it is a cap-friendly deal that will help the Packers retain other players. However, NFL Network reported Rodgers has agreed to a four-year, $200 million contract extension that includes $153 million of guaranteed money, which would top the previous NFL high of $141 million paid to Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. If the deal is anywhere near that amount, it will make him the highest paid player in the NFL and likely render the Packers tight against the salary cap for years to come. They will be counting heavily on Rodgers staying healthy and the salary cap rising greatly in future years. Later in the day, Rodgers tweeted, quote, "Hey everyone, just wanted to clear some things up. Yes, I will be playing with the Packers next year. However, reports about me signing a contract are inaccurate, as are the supposed terms of the contract I, quote, signed. I'm very excited to be back." So we got Aaron Rodgers for a few more years. Hey, we're going to take a break and come back and start to wrap things up. You're tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Matt today. Give us a call if you want to, 844-967-2789.